Hey, everybody, Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady, and I am here with my co-host, JC.
Don't you threaten me with a good time, Ms. Sellers, I tell you. It's such a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me back around.
Absolutely. Hey, dude, I want to talk about ChatGPT and other AI and how it will affect HR. This stuff is just mind-blowing.
It's not even mind-blowing, it's mind-bottling.
It really is. I mean, AI, specifically ChatGPT, but there's so many more that are coming out. It can really help HR, but of course it has major risks. And that's what I want to discuss today. You know, the pros and the cons. Have you used it? Have you used ChatGPT?
I use it every single day for my private business work. I am a huge fan. I do think that the constraints and limitations that are being placed on it is really frustrating to deal with. There's a lot more intelligence behind these tools that could be effectively used. But I do understand that there's a need to control it. I've got some info here to kick it off for you, Ms. Wendy.
Sure, let's go.
Oxford English Dictionary defines AI as the capacity of computers or machines to exhibit or simulate intelligent behavior. Generative AI refers to artificial intelligence systems that are capable of generating new content, such as text, images, or audio. Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer is a chatbot developed by OpenAI and launched in November 2022. So to that, in late 2022, ChatGPT made its grand entrance into the AI language processing market, launching November 30th. The platform's revolutionary embedding model unveiled December 15th, and it set a new standard in AI-driven language processing, attracting millions of users in an instant worldwide. By January 2023, ChatGPT had already achieved incredible success with daily active user counts of 13 million. The platform's popularity continued to skyrocket, crossing the monumental 100 million user milestone in the same month of January. In fact, in its first month alone, ChatGPT had more than 57 million monthly users and reached 1 million users within 1 week of its launch. Wendy,
it's mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. I am one of those 1 million users. You're the one that actually told me about it. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, I immediately signed up and I wrote, And I wish our viewers could see me because I'm air quoting. I wrote, 30 blog posts in about 26 minutes.
Blew your mind, right?
It was amazing, 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 amazing. I'm telling everybody I know about it. But there definitely are some limitations because it's, you know, information in, information out. So whoever put the information in, correct or not, is what you're going to get out. I would say most of the information. So if you go to ChatGPT, first of all, if you're not a paid user now, good luck getting on because it came out as a free tool and then and it's still free, but very, very soon afterwards, they then offered a paid subscription option. And it's not that much money. What's it, like $10? Not $20, I think, something like that.
$43 last I knew.
Really? Yes. I don't think I'm paying that much. I must have got in another one. I swear I'm paying like $20 or $30.
Let me look it up right now. Here it is. Here it is. So it is ChatGPT Plus, and the U.S. dollar per month is $20. I stand corrected. There was a corporate model at one point that was like $33 or $43. Oops, I accidentally just said subscribe per month. Let me cancel that. I'm not ready to go down that path. But it's,
cancel.
$20 a month as of right now. Now, a lot of these tools are also being embedded into tools that we use every day, though, as well, like Microsoft Word and Excel, and much more on the Magic Computer Box, from what I read.
You know, it's like, I know so many people are a little worried about it. Like, oh, maybe I'm not getting the right information. I'm like, yeah, we got the same thing with the internet, right? And now everybody uses that and relies on it. And what I tell everybody, even with the internet, is, you know, find the information, but then go to the source. Because what happens, you know, on the good old Google or whatever search engine you use, is people just keep repeating information and they change it to make it seem like it's their own. And so then facts get lost. So I always tell like my listeners and, you know, my clients and things like that, make sure there's an official site at the end of it when you're looking for laws, like .gov or something like that. But ChatGPT and HR, it can 1000%, probably even more percentages than that, improve efficiency and productivity. You know, we're already been using AI, and I don't think people realize that it is AI. When you go to websites and that little customer service thing comes up and it says, can I help you? And then you try to ask it questions and then it keeps sending you the same information. And you're like, no, listen to me. You're not listening to me. It's like, it's a computer.
Right,
It's not a human. You have to ask it a very specific question in a very specific way, and then it gives you an answer back. So I think we're going to be dealing with the same thing. So for our listeners today, please use ChatGPT, but then make sure that you are verifying the facts before you release it to your audience, which is probably going to be your employees.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation that you mentioned there. Cart before the horse, or horse before the cart, or egg, chicken, yeah. Egg. And I say it that way with intent, because if you're already writing your policy, you already have a handbook, okay? And you're paying someone $87,000 a year to edit all your internal writings, give it a shot. Take parts of your handbook and just plug it in there and see how it tailors that language, cleans it up, and whatnot. You might wind up saving $87,000 in salary for $20 a month in ChatGPT coverage. That's just me. Now, aside from that, okay, ChatGPT has passed an MBA exam. ChatGPT has passed gold standards U.S. medical examinations. It has passed legal bar exams. A lot of things that we do within ChatGPT are all built about the prompts that we put in there. You can tell it to do anything. You could just ask it a question and it'll give you a dumb answer in reply. Or you could well craft a well tailor that. It's fascinating looking forward, Ms. Wendy, thinking about the HR space. Consider an HRS system. It allows you to communicate changes to an AI, which will immediately implement them and then advise you to any potential consequences. It could analyze the changes and alert you to any related issues to assist you in resolving HRIS system integrations. It's a possible future for ChatGPT. What do you think about that?
I love it. I mean, why reinvent the wheel when somebody else has done, you know, exactly what you're looking for? You're looking to create a policy. You're looking to create a performance evaluation. You're looking to, you know, engage employees. You're looking to hire employees, find employees. I need to write this article. I need to write this, you know, this blurb to attach to a job ad, whatever it is. Why reinvent the wheel? Go ahead and use somebody else's ideas, which are all on the internet, the World Wide Web, and then, you know, pushed into this chat bot, whether it's ChatGPT or another one, because there's a million other ones that are going to be coming out now as well. But it's amazing. I mean, think about just employee onboarding or pre-employee onboarding, just hiring. Somebody says, oh, I got contacted by this company and they want to interview me. I want to find out some information. You can have all these blogs, all these articles, you know, Word documents, an entire handbook that is created by ChatGPT. And therefore, I'm not saying replace employees, but we can't find employees right now. Man. There's less humans, yeah, that are available on this earth to fill your position. So we need to think of it a different way of saying, I'm not replacing my employees. Some people probably are, but I'm not replacing my employees. I'm enhancing my employees so that they can actually do the things.
Yeah, I like the spin you put on that. In my mindset, I want to replace them. I want to rip them out of there and replace them. And you know what I want to do with them? I want to do exactly what you said. You framed it much better and more eloquently than I could have, Ms. Wendy. And that's, I do want to rip them out of that job, but I want that writer, that technical person, that person that has the institutional knowledge to be repositioned, to be the person in charge of writing the prompts to get me the right responses out of ChatGPT. Let that person be my leverage. Reposition them, retool them, reskill them, keep them around. But put them into a different capacity. The tool is going to exist no matter what, but having competent people in place to get the right answers is a completely different thing. I love the way you frame that.
It really is. It's, you know, like, let's keep the people that we have with the institutional knowledge, you know, that whether they've been with you for a couple months or they've been with you for a decade, they probably have knowledge from something somewhere. And that's why you hired them. And they're probably also frustrated in your organization saying, I could be doing so much more, but I'm doing all this little crap work over here. Well, let the tool, you know, use the tool to help your employees, your customers, the entire world. But there's so much information. Every time I go into ChatGPT to write something, I'm literally sitting in front of the computer with my mouth just hanging open going, oh my God, this is so cool. I mean, I have it on here. I wrote in here, you know, okay, what are the United States health insurance requirements? And folks, if you haven't used ChatGPT, it really is how you ask the question.
Yes.
So when you, I've realized that the first time, one
build
time.
Your prompts. Build your prompts. Yeah.
So I'm like, that's not the answer that I wanted. So I rewrote the question in there and I was like, oh, there's the information. But I even said, you know, I'm going to Paris soon. And I was like, please write me a Paris 5-day itinerary. And it did. I was like, this just saved me like 7 hours worth of work.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, then, of course, I went to social media, too. And I was like, OK, friends, I'm going to Paris soon. Where should I go? And it was almost the exact same thing that the chat bot created me. There was a few little things there. And I was like, this is so awesome. But I even wrote, you know, create me an HR expert resume. And it was really good. Really, really good.
Now we're talking.
Listeners, don't lie. Don't go and create your resume and update your LinkedIn profile.
Oh my God, everyone's doing
GPT.
It. Everyone's already doing it. They're already doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's fine, but you know, you're going to have to verify this information in an actual interview. But
right. The
thing, you know, I do recruiting. I you know, I have somebody on my team that helps me with recruiting, and you know, it's hard. Recruiting's hard. And I always tell employers that we recruit from, I'm like, are you looking for a recruiter? Are you looking for a writer? Are you looking for a publisher? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, then don't expect people's resumes to look like they were created by an editor and a writer and a publisher. You have to know, like, you're hiring them to pack stuff in this box. You're hiring them to do HR. You're hiring them to do whatever it is that you're hiring them to do. You're not hiring them to be a writer, which should also be a resume writer.
You just kicked up an old thought, an old memory, a little bit of trauma for me, Wendy. Wendy Sellers, the HR lady, that is. I need to say your full name like that. Kind of like, you know, I mean, we just say Beyonce. But for you, it's Wendy Sellers, the HR lady. It's the full thing.
Yep, it does. You know, that's exactly how it needs to go. Wendy Sellers, the HR lady.
So I was thinking about, as you were talking about that, how the resume could be inflated or look too much like it's something not real, right? And I instantly thought about a terrible human being that I interviewed with that after the interview, he said, hey, remember that story you told me about how you emceed a conference in Melbourne and got in a car and in less than 24 hours, you were in Gainesville and emceed another conference and had technical problems and that failed. He's like, you don't have to be extravagant and lie about stuff like that. No one can do stuff like that.
You did it. It was my conference.
Right.
We were at the same conference on one side of the state. And then I was hosting another event at a brewery.
Loved it.
Which was
great
amazing.
Conference.
And I had no clue what I was doing with technology and microphones. And I was this close to losing my brand.
Right.
And you stepped in, you're like,
I got
away.
You back.
I got this.
Yeah.
I got this. I was like, oh my God. Oh
so
my God.
So
see,
that's
I need you in my life.
So here's my point with that, though. I mean, if I take that story and I put it in ChatGPT and it gets blown out of proportion into a more fantastical story, no one will ever believe I've done anything. There's always going to be crappy people interviewing folks out there, and it's those bad humans that, man, maybe can we put an implant in their brain so they could use ChatGPT to be more logical and better leaders? We should do a podcast on leadership, Wendy. I don't know.
Oh, we actually have a podcast on leadership coming up, so we will definitely be doing that.
Hey, before we go down a rabbit hole, I got some stuff for you, though. All right. Yes. So due to the tremendous success of ChatGPT, it caught the eye of Microsoft. It did. And they invested $10 billion in OpenAI, the company that owns ChatGPT. Now, that move gave Microsoft a 46% stake of ownership in OpenAI and provided the computational power required to run ChatGPT through Microsoft Azure, which has a huge impact on the entire marketplace, and we're going to see it integrated deeply into our computers and all of our Microsoft products that we use in the workplace in the future. So with such massive backing, OpenAI predicts that they're going to generate $1 billion in revenue by the end of 2024, with $200 million expected by the end of 2023. The value of the parent company of ChatGPT has skyrocketed as well, reaching $29 billion in 2023 so far. Back to you.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And folks that are listening, if you're not on ChatGPT, you don't have to get the paid version. You just may have to wait to get on. I definitely encourage you to use it for work. Make sure that, you know, you're asking it to create policies, asking ChatGPT to create procedures. You can help engage employees. You can help, you know, have it help your employees figure out facts about your benefits, about your mental health care, about anything that you provide in your workplace. You know, you don't have to be doing this yourself. Most of us in HR are pulling our hair out because we don't have enough time. We don't have enough resources. So you're still not going to have enough time.
Use the tools.
Use the tool. But you have to use the tool to build the tool.
Yes.
So then you can step back and say, okay, now I'm available, more available to help my employees because I have AI in the workplace.
And remember, however, it's a tool. Remember, it's a tool.
That's what I was just about to get at. It's a tool. It is not a human with, you know, 40 years experience. The information, at least for ChatGPT, I don't know about other AI, it's a little outdated, right, JC?
The training model has been updated. They updated the information to, I believe it was 2022. And I believe with the paid for subscription and the integration with Microsoft, it's going to be up to date to real time. When I say it's a training model, it is like the entirety of human knowledge, though.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Literally every language and everything. It's fascinating. Actually,
yeah. So, but the point I was making,
it
there
was
like,
though,
hey,
it was limited, yeah. Like you said, it was limited to 2019, 2020 data at first, something like that.
So now it's still is more updated. But if a new law in your state just passed, you know, last month, it's probably not going to be in the AI database. So, you know, just like anything on the internet, you know, you gotta verify. You know, use the internet to help you, and then verify the accuracy. This is really important for those that are listening that say, hey, I just got put into HR and that's not really my entire function and I really don't know what I'm doing. You can create handbooks, you can create policies, you can create, you know, time off policies. You just ask ChatGPT, hey, create me a time off policy, and it creates one. And then all you have to do is edit it. Like I said, in 30 minutes, I created about 26 to 30 blog posts that'll be on my website for the remainder of 2023. And then I just, you know, adjusted them a little bit to my cool language versus, you know, the blah language that's on there. But you could even ask it things like make it into a different, you know, a casual conversation, and it will do it. So please check it out. I want to make sure that you're using your time wisely for you know, improving performance, dealing with employee behavior, increasing engagement, you know, making sure employees are getting everything they possibly can out of your workforce. And that means out of you, our listeners, because you're going to be pulled in 1700 directions. Welcome to HR, by the way. And use the tool to help coach your employees and keep them engaged so they stay with you for the long term. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Thanks for listening to How ChatGPT Will Affect Human Resources and All Functions of the Business.
By the way, the HR lady, she's always looking for your feedback on the program. So feel free to reach out and let her know what you think about this show and what topics you want to hear in the future. Isn't that right, Wendy?
Absolutely. I mean, I want to make sure I'm getting your information to you. If you have any questions, just connect with me on any of the social medias. LinkedIn is the best place, or just go to my website, thehrlady.com, and you can connect with me there. Take care.